Good morning. High pressure is building in behind that front that brought scattered showers and thunderstorms through the region late in the day yesterday. With that high pressure, a cool northwest wind flow lowering the humidity, and a crisp start will be replaced by a comfortably cool afternoon. With partly to mostly sunny skies all day long, temperatures will reach into the upper 50s and lower 60s on average. A couple of waves of low pressure in the Midwest are heading in our direction. We'll be dry through the evening tonight, though with increasing clouds, we do run the risk of showers late tonight and by sunrise tomorrow morning. With those waves of low pressure passing off to the south, we'll have a chilly rain for the first half of the day tomorrow. Most everyone will stay in the 40s and lower 50s through about lunchtime with the wet weather. Then as the waves of low pressure pass through, the rain will become more scattered in nature with drier weather the second half of the day. Still plenty of cloud cover as temperatures reach into the lower and middle 50s. We'll continue our drying trend Saturday night, and that'll leave us with a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather for Mother's Day on Sunday. It'll be pleasant and milder with highs reaching to about 70. That front will stay off to our south on Monday, keeping it dry with a mix of sun and clouds as we push into the middle 70s. As that front tracks back in our direction for the middle of next week, it looks like scattered showers and thunderstorms will become common from late Tuesday into Wednesday and Thursday with highs staying in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rain will fall in the Intermountain West and Northern Rockies today and tomorrow, which will contribute to the ongoing major flooding going on in Northern Washington and Western Montana. Flood watches and warnings continue. The system is also expected to bring a late-season snowstorm to the mountains of Wyoming and Montana. Winter storm warnings have been issued for 8 to 14 inches of snow, with localized amounts of up to 20 inches possible. Moderate to major flooding is also forecast in the upper and mid-Mississippi River Valley over the weekend. Meanwhile, a front is draped from the central high plains to the mid-Atlantic. Warm Gulf moisture will flow northward over this boundary and produce showers and thunderstorms from the central Rockies, Midwest, and lower Great Lakes into the Ohio Valley. Some of the storms will likely become strong to severe, with embedded heavy rain also possible. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe weather today across southeastern parts of Wyoming and northeast Colorado, and this will shift to tomorrow from northern Illinois to western New Jersey. And with the hot and dry weather in the southwest, the fire danger is high again, and red flag warnings have been issued from the Texas Panhandle westbound to all of New Mexico and Arizona and extreme southern California. Red flag warnings are also in effect for New Hampshire and Maine. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 21 degrees with a west wind at 68 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 8 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 52 degrees, the dew point 38, 59% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 15 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.93 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, upper 60s, Boston, sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low 56, the average temperature 65, that's 9 degrees above normal. 0.02 of an inch of rain yesterday, 0.36 for the month, which is 0.72 below normal, and 13.06 inches for the year, which is 0.81 of an inch of precipitation above normal. No heating or cooling degree days yesterday with the average temperature of 65, the normal high 68, the average low 46, the record 90 degrees set in 1911, and the record low 29 in 2010 and in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:37 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:07 p.m., 14 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today, with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Increasing clouds tonight, with lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by sunrise and lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, cooler today with highs right around 60. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by sunrise and lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by sunrise and lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by sunrise and lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain in the morning, cool and damp in the 40s to around 50. Afternoon, scattered showers, maybe some hints of sunshine late in the day, highs reaching the lower to mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, pleasant and milder on Mother's Day for Sunday, near 70. A mix of sun and clouds, dry 75 on Monday. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Tuesday with a late-day thunderstorm possible, upper 70s. And mostly cloudy, humid, scattered showers and storms Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.